Port Coquitlam, Decision Day is almost here. On Saturday, October 15, residents across the city will head to their local polling station to cast their ballot in the 2022 civic election. Voting boxes will be open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Chief Election Officer Carolyn Deakin tells the Tri-City News a total of 1,267 voters took advantage of the city's three advance polling stations on October 5 and 8. Brad West was acclaimed as mayor of Poco at the nomination deadline, 4 p.m. on September 9, as well as school trustees Christine Pollock and Michael Thomas. So, that means eligible voters will be choosing six new city councilors for the next 4 years. Here's who set to appear on your ballot, in alphabetical order. Council: Don Becker, Cindy Karkner, Ivanka Kuljak, Steve Darling, incumbent, Sarah Harbord, Derek Jeffrey, Mathila Karnick, Nancy McCurrich, incumbent, Eric Minty, Kevin Mazera, Darren Nielsen, Daryl Penner, incumbent, Paige Petriou, Glenn Pollock, incumbent, Justin Alexander Smith, Dean Washington, incumbent, Jamie Watson, Jenny Joe. The candidates each participated in a questionnaire by the Tri-City News, in asking why they're running along with the number one issue that matters most to them. They also took the time to create a one-minute campaign pitch to their constituents. You can view the answers by clicking the links below or at the bottom of the page. How to vote? You can only vote once in the 2022 municipal election. So, if you requested a mail-in ballot before today, that's the method you must complete and you cannot vote any other way. To be eligible to vote, Port Coquitlam residents must meet the following criteria. Be a Canadian citizen. Be 18 years of age or older on election day, October 15. Be a BC resident for at least 6 months immediately before the day you register to vote. Be a Port Coquitlam resident. What do I need to vote? It's required to bring one or more pieces of identification to a polling station that confirms your identity and place of residence, which will ensure your eligibility. If you're already a registered voter, you'll only need one form of ID. If you're not registered, you're asked to bring two pieces of ID, including one that must have a signature. Acceptable documents include the following: BC Care Card, BC Driver's License, BC Identification Card issued by ICBC, BC Services Card, Canadian Citizenship Card, Birth Certificate, Credit or Debit Card, Current Property Tax Notice issued by the Municipality, Social Insurance Card, Secure Certificate of Indian Status, Status Card, Utility Bill, Phone, Hydro, Gas, Telephone, Cable Service, etc. Valid Passport, Vehicle insurance documents issued by ICBC, Ministry of Social Development and Economic Security request for continued assistance form SDES-8. Where can I vote? Port Coquitlam residents can vote at one of nine polling stations, including two schools: Blakeburn Elementary, 1040 Riverside Drive; Castle Park Elementary, 1144 Confederation Drive; Cedar Drive Elementary, 3150 Cedar Drive; Central Elementary, 2260 Central Avenue; Hyde Creek Recreation Center, 1379 Laurier Avenue; Kilmer Elementary, 1575 Nappan Street; Coquitlam Middle School, 3280 Flint Street; Westwood Elementary, 3610 Hastings Street. The Outlet, number 110-2248 McAllister Avenue. For more information, you can click on the links below or visit the City of Port Coquitlam's website.